Hello and welcome to MyBizClarity.com, a platform where entrepreneurs share their strategies and best practices for success. I'm your host, Sean McQuay, and I'm all the way from Oderolal Village. And our guest today is Richard Hednot, author, motivational speaker for young adults, and founder of the Student Millennial, where he teaches young adults nationally and internationally the mindset and process common to all self-made millennials. Welcome to the show, Richard.
I'm delighted, Sean.
Yeah. So first of all, I have a question for you that is perhaps tough for most of us. Nowadays, there is a lot of hype encouraging you to believe that anything is possible if you have the correct mindset, which occasionally go much further and turn into woo-woo, as legends would say. How does that strike you differently, and what are your thoughts about it?
Well, it's interesting because I use the term woo-woo as well to describe the stuff that is out there and so on. But the proper success and wealth mindset is not woo-woo. There's a formula. And that's the purpose of my book, which you are now reading, Prosperity Code. And it covers the information in that book that I explained to you is distilled from 100 years of writings, research, and documented results. Okay. Yeah. Now, people interpret all of this in many different ways. You have all these motivational speakers who interpret this in different ways. They'll give you a piece of this and a piece of that. And so it's interesting because, and I wanted to know what it was all about, what this was all about.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I wanted to know, and I'll tell you why, what started this. I'm an older guy, and I find that your generation of younger people is the future, future of your country, future of the world. And that begins with creating your own future. Where does that question about, there's a formula, and that formula is in the book. It's the 10 chapters of the book. There are 10 steps in order, like the first one being you're deciding what you want and where you want it to go.
Okay.
That's the first step. Most people don't take that step, don't take the time to think it through for themselves. What do I want? I'm doing this whole student millionaire thing and wrote the book, The Prosperity Code, all because I started about 9 years ago doing this.
Wow.
And I would have been on the path for 9 years. And so dreams you have, but once you decide what you want and where you want to go and you're clear on that, then you can move forward and apply all these 10 steps to a proper success and wealth mindset for yourself to achieve your dream, and not only achieve your dream, but make money doing so, or make money living your dream. You can be have a dream and be fulfilled. That's great. But if you're broke and not making any money, that's not so great. You need to be making money, but not just money for the sake of money, money that's tied to your dream so that you have fulfillment and success at the same time.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's very interesting. So, you know, another question that is very similar to this, of course, the law of attraction, which is again a very controversial topic, especially for those people who are very logical. They just trust what they can see. And unfortunately, unlike many other things, we cannot clearly show the law of attraction to them, right? So how do you communicate it to such individuals?
It's really interesting because people talk about the law of attraction like it's something unique that stands by itself. It does not stand by itself.
Mm-hmm.
It fits into the whole puzzle. It's one step of the puzzle. Your decision, where you want to go, then you have your why you want to do that. That's clear for you, your purpose, your reason for doing it. You have your clarity on your goal. And then that you do those three things and it begins to change the way you think. You begin to develop a new mindset because of the way you're structuring your thoughts and your goals and your thinking. Now that's the foundation, and the mindset is four. Number five, the law of attraction. I'll tell you where it comes in, and people don't explain it this way, but when you get to the fifth step, law of attraction, that is, you have to understand that when you change your mindset, when you change your thoughts, your conscious thoughts, you're influencing your subconscious mind. And that's where you get into the woo-woo stuff, or people say it's woo-woo, but it's not. This is just the way it works. Your conscious thoughts influence your subconscious mind. And it's your subconscious mind that activates the law of attraction in your life. So that's why it's so important to be mindful of your thoughts. It's so important to have your goal clearly defined and knowing where you want to go, because you're giving instructions by your thinking and your intention to your subconscious mind. In turn, it activates the law of attraction to bring into your life those things you need to manifest your dream. That's how it works. It's not complicated. There's no secret to it. It's just the way it works. And I extracted that from a, like I said, huge body of knowledge. This is how it works. And if you can teach this to young people, the younger the better, so they have this for their life, lives, it'd be great. So the law of attraction is activated into your life by the way you think and your subconscious mind. So all of a sudden, you know where you're going. I'll give you an example of that myself in a moment. You know where you're going, you know what you want to do, and you're working at it. So your subconscious mind is activating the law of attraction, and all of a sudden, things start happening in your life. You meet someone that you didn't meet before. You go to an event that you didn't go before. You get thoughts that you didn't have before on somebody you should contact, something you should do. This is all part of it. And all these little pieces fall into place over time. You have to understand that dreams take time to manifest. You have to give them the time to manifest. So you have this, you're activating this, and all this stuff comes your way. How do you know what's right for you? How do you know what to choose, where to go, what to do? That's step six, your intuition. You have to understand how powerful your intuition is. You have to run everything, all your decisions, by your intuition. Are they right for you? Do they feel right for you? If they don't, then it's not right for you, and you shouldn't go down that path. So, and that's how my uncle did it. All of this started with me trying to answer this question. How in the world did my uncle, with a seventh grade education, become a self-made multimillionaire back in the 1960s, when I was a teenager? That's how old I am. I was a teenager in the 1960s. So, and I grew up with it. I saw it. I saw it manifesting. I saw it where he went from a house to a beautiful home, to a Swiss chalet on the lake, to a huge boat, to a factory that made sausage and bologna and hot dogs. And I couldn't figure out. I looked at him. He was just like my father. They had the same level of education. They came from the same family. My uncle had no education to speak of. He knew no millionaires. He read no books. He had no business experience. So how in the world did he do that? And that question has bugged me all my life. And that was the question that started my path on the student millionaire. I wanted to know how he did that. What was different between him and my father? And I found out with a lot of research and 6 months of reading and 100 books and all this kind of stuff, the answer was simple. He just thought differently. He changed his mindset and he followed the step that I discovered in this research. He made the decision. He was going to have money. He was going to take care of his family, but he was going to have money in his life. All right. Once you decide that, that was his goal and his decision. Once you decide that, then he had to find a way to make money. How was he going to make money? So, and the universe provides you with these answers. They come your way. And that's where your intuition comes in. The law of attraction, his mind was set. He wanted to make money. Law of attraction brought him a way to do it. I'll tell you in a second. And then his intuition guided him step by step by step by step. And what happened is that this is a great example that I use in my book. He came across or acquired a recipe from a local butcher to make sausage. Now, I understand in your country, maybe you don't eat pork and that sort of thing, but the world does. I mean, his world did. And he got a recipe to make sausage. And so then he just borrowed money he could and started making sausage in his garage.
Wow, that interesting. Okay? Yeah.
That's the beginning. That was the beginning. And then from that, he sold it to store. People bought it. They liked it. They wanted more. And he, from those humble beginnings, like any humble beginning with Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and all these people, these humble beginnings, he grew his business. I think it may have taken him 10 years to get to his first $1 million, but he got there and he had a plan. He had a goal and the universe provided a way and he had to work very hard to make that happen. But eventually those humble beginnings grew into a factory that provided bologna, hot dogs, and sausages for the province of Quebec, Canada, a huge market. And that's how he made his money.
Wow, that's getting very interesting. So I read somewhere that you are a wealth coach. There is one question that is very fascinating for me. I would like to ask is that how do you define wealth? What is it to you?
Well, for some people, wealth is just being able to pay your bills. I use the target. I encourage young people to put $1 million on their goal, list of goals. And the reason I do that and not $100,000 or $10,000 or $10 million is $1 million for most people is a game changer. And $1 million is what will change your life for most people. And so if you have that goal, it changes your life because to achieve that, you have to really think differently. And to accomplish that, you have to take actions and do some things and find a way to do that. And business-wise and dream-wise. And that's why the 10th chapter of my book is called Your Business. And all this mindset stuff is great, but then you have to figure out a way to make money living your dream. And for that, a lot of people, that could be very different, but I'm using the marker of $1 million as as a marker for a goal on your radar screen to accomplish while you're living your dream, whatever that dream is for you. Okay. That's how I define wealth.
Yeah, that's nice. So you mean that if a person can make $1 million, that can also make $100 billion, right?
Yes, yeah, of course. Well, once you, this is the interesting thing. Once you make your first million, then you have all the tools in place to make your second million.
And how does mindset play a role in it?
Okay, the mindset is what caused you, it gave you the tools to accomplish this. Now, remember the steps of the mindset. There were 10 steps. The first is a decision. The second is your why you're doing this. The third is clarify your goal. If it's $1 million or if it's whatever kind of business you want to do, whatever, clarify your, what is your goal? What is your dream? The fourth is these first three steps begin to change the way you think. And that's the beginning of a new mindset for you because of what, of the way you're thinking. And the fifth step is the law of attraction, because the way you think affects your subconscious mind and activates the law of attraction. So things start happening in your life. People start coming your way that you never knew before, things like that. And the sixth step is your intuition to guide you through all these things, to make the choices for all these things, to help you get to your goal, whatever your goal is for you. And so, and then there's a chapter 7 on some basic money rules about living within your means and owning your home and being charitable, all these kinds of things, basic stuff. And then the eighth step, 8, is believing in yourself and believing in your dream. Because dreams take a long time to manifest, a lot of people give up on their dream along the way. It's too hard. Nothing's happening. I can't do this. All blah, blah, blah. You can do this. And yes, it is hard. But if you already decided what you wanted, that's your dream. So what are you going to do? Just give up on your dream and go do something else? Of course not. Your dream is your dream. If your dream continues to resonate with you through this whole process, a year, 2 years, 3 years in the process, if it still resonates with you that this is what you want, this is what you want to do, then you have to stick with it, because this is for you. You're doing this for yourself, for your family, for the future. You're making your unique contribution to the world, period. And that comes from within you. It's not out there in the world. That's another thing we're going to talk about. Step number 8 is believing in yourself. Step number 9 is having the courage and the confidence to continue believing, to continue taking action, to continue moving yourself in the direction of your dream, even when you can't see anything happening and you're wondering, why am I doing this? Nothing's happening. It's not going to work. You have to have believe in yourself, believe in your dream, have the courage to continue. And then the last step, step 10, is like my uncle, find a way to make money living your dream. Those 10 steps.
Okay.
Everything. Yeah. Everything and anything.
Yes. That has started to make sense, because I believe that like most of people, you would just talk about the mindset, but the things are completely changed with you. So that's something that I really like.
The mindset as a whole breaks down into those 10 steps. Those are the 10 steps. You have to learn the steps. Like you're reading the book. Those are the 10 chapters of the book. There's an 11th chapter on other things that you need to do, but like take the time to think. People don't take the time to think and meditate and be quiet. Get away from your computer. Get away from your phone. What do you think about? Okay, you think about, well, you start in the first chapter, you think about what it is you really want to do and where you really want to go. But in the course of your journey, you take time to think from time to time, quietly, undisturbed, and you ask questions on your next steps. Okay, I've done this. This is my goal. This is my dream. What do I do next? And you ask those questions and you listen for answers, and the answers come from inside of you. That's another thing. That's the woo-woo part. I mean, the answers and your dream and all that stuff comes from within, and people don't understand that and don't treat it that way and take the time to think. And it does. My this whole thing, I sat down for a few days to come up with the student millionaire thing, because I want to find out what my uncle did, and I want to become a millionaire before I die. I'm not there yet, but I tell you, I wrote this book called The Prosperity Code, which is an extension of The Student Millionaire, has the same 10 chapters. It's just more content. And I now am working with two book publishers. They happen to be friends. One, you know, the lady who wrote Harry Potter, the story goes that 24 publishers turned her down. I reached out to book agents. I had 300 of them turn me down. And I had 700 more to go. So I wasn't giving up. But one of them said, call me. And I did. And we started talking. And that was back in June. And now I'm at the point where she brought in a friend of hers and who's in the business in New York and is well connected, and we've had conversations. And so the book that I sent you is going to be eventually sent to those two ladies to market to publishers, but I'm not done yet because I'm getting statements of support for the book from established authors that I have access to. So once I get those statements of support, I got one's coming in this week, and then I'll work on it. I want like four or five of them. Those will be in the front of the book. And then I have a celebrity that I've reached out to write the foreword to the book. You know, that part where somebody introduces you to the book at the beginning. And that celebrity is checking me out, is interested in doing this, is checking me out. Once I get the go ahead from him, this is an automatic bestseller. But then all these things I'm sharing with you, I had no idea 2 years back that they would come to this. That's what I'm saying. You don't know how your dream is going to unfold. I have found out how my uncle did it. He had the mindset that I've described in the book. He intuitively did these things and got his goal many times over. I'm getting my goal. I just took a different path, and the book's going to get me to that goal. Plus, there's something else that I'm working on beyond the book to be called the Student Millionaire Global Community, where I want to bring what I have around the world, give it to people for free. And none of this charging high prices and stuff.
Wow.
And no. This information needs to be as widely distributed as possible for free.
Wow, I love that. This is very rare, especially in this time, because everybody is trying to make some money. So, well, there's nothing wrong with it. But the thing is that is also something that has created a lot of confusion in this industry of personal development, right? So another question that I want to ask is that early on in their entrepreneurship journey, most entrepreneurs become disoriented and unsure of what to do next. How can they achieve clarity in their lives and business, in your opinion?
You achieve clarity by taking the time to think. Undisturbed, no phones, no pets, no computer, a pad of paper and a pen, and you write down your questions. What are my next steps? And you think about it, and you quietly meditate on those questions for yourself and listen to what bubbles up inside of you. And like the exercise I give in the first chapter of the book, you sit down with a pad of paper, you ask your questions, and you listen for the answers. 20 minutes. Give yourself 20 minutes to meditate on your questions. And then once it's 20 minutes is up, you write down everything that came up while you were thinking about that. You write and write and write and said, you know, no matter, and don't be afraid if it's too big or too weird or too woo-woo. Don't worry about that. You just write it down. And yeah. Then once you've written it down, understand this came out of you, not somebody else out there in the world. It came from inside of you. And so you look at what you wrote. You look at it and you circle those things that you have the most energy on, that resonate with you the most. And then you make a list of those things and you go, that's the answer to my question. That's how you get clarity.
Yeah, that's very interesting again. So as we start to wrap up the show, would you please offer one or two tips that will help our listeners succeed in both their personal and professional lives?
The best tip I can give is like the tip I give in the first chapter of the book. Take the time to think. Give yourself 20 minutes to think quietly and say, what do I most want to do in life? What would I most want to accomplish if I could only do one thing? And think about that. So you need to give yourself a very direct, solid direction. But that comes from inside of you. And you do that by sitting down quietly with a pad of paper and a pencil or pen and decide what it is for you. What do you most want to do? What could you have or accomplish that if you did, you'd think you had died and gone to heaven? It'd be so wonderful. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you have to, that can guide you in your life to achieve great things. And anybody can do that. Doesn't matter how well you do in school. Doesn't matter what your level of education is. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what your family circumstances are. It doesn't matter if you're poor. And let me give you one other example before we go. In the book, I give an example of a young boy living in poverty. He decided at the age of seven, that he was going to be a millionaire because his mother was working several jobs and her health was bad, was deteriorating. So he said, Mom, I'm going to be a millionaire so I can take care of you. That was his reason for doing this. And when he was seven, all of seven, that means that you can decide this and change your life at any age. Long story short, he followed his intuition. He did all the steps that I describe in my book. He intuitively did these things. And by the age of 14, 7 years later, he sold the recipe of a pancake syrup he had developed to a Israeli food company at a food trade show in Chicago for $1.5 million at the age of 14. But he started at seven. And And again, when he started, he couldn't possibly have imagined how his journey would unfold, or couldn't possibly imagine how he would accomplish this. But he had a goal, he had a dream, he followed through and never gave up, even though there were some serious bumps in the road along the way. He never gave up on himself or his dream. And at 14, he achieved his goal. That's amazing. But it's an example that age is not an issue, education is not an issue, circumstances are not an issue. It's all about your mindset, and which in turn activates the law of attraction, which in turn brings you opportunities, which in turn you sift through them with your intuition, which in turn gets you to your dream, and you make money living your dream. That's the formula. That's it. That's how it works.
It's awesome. So if anybody wants to reach out to you or know more about you, so where they can go?
They can go to my website. It's you have to have the in front of it, T-H-E, thestudentmillionaire.com. They can go there to get more information. They can even contact me there.
That's amazing. Well, wow. We had a great time together today. And I really appreciate you taking the time to participate in this podcast. Thank you so much, Richard.
It's my big pleasure. Thank you. I really enjoyed it. Good luck with everything. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Hello and welcome to mybizclarity.com, a platform where entrepreneurs share their strategies and best practices for success. I'm your host, Shan Naqvi, and I'm all the way from Uderulal Village. And our guest today is Dan Scaffi, CEO of X-Ray Glass. He is a seasoned entrepreneur who has run IT companies for almost 20 years. Dan was a leader in the cloud before it was even called the cloud, which is interesting. And he has published 3 books on Microsoft Azure. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure to have you on my show. What is X-Ray Glass announcing today and who will benefit?
So we are so excited to be announcing today the general availability of the X-Ray Glass software. So we had a public preview, which we announced in August, where we had over 1,000 people sign up to be part of that pilot, and dozens who were able to get onto it. We've been working with all of those users now ever since to hone and refine and get the application ready for prime time, which it now is. So now anybody anywhere in the world can buy these incredible Enreal Air augmented reality glasses, go to the Google Play Store, download the app, and enjoy live subtitles.
That's awesome. So you are also unveiling real-time language translation. What are the advantages of this?
Part of that announcement, we are also including some incredible features. So some of the consistent feedback that we're getting from pilot users was it's great if we're all speaking the same language, but what if somebody I was speaking to wasn't speaking the same language as me? Wouldn't it be incredible if it were able to translate in real time between their language and my language? So we're again very excited to be able to unveil the first glimpse of our real-time translation feature. So we can now support translation in and out of English, French, German, Italian, Portuguese, Chinese, Japanese, yep, Korean. So it's quite incredible what the technology will allow us to do.
So there's also a personal AI assistant function. Hey, X-Ray, will everyone be able to benefit from this?
Absolutely. So we are also announcing as part of this general availability a preview of our new Hey X-Ray personal assistant feature. So imagine now that we've got the application, we've been using it, we've got these transcripts of all of these conversations that we might have had stored securely on our phone. Imagine I could say things like, hey X-Ray, can you summarize the conversation that we've just had? Or, hey X-Ray, what was the name of the person that we were just speaking about? Or even, hey X-Ray, what's the difference between augmented reality and virtual reality? So it's quite incredible what this technology can do. It's based on state of large language models. We can now ask X-Ray any question in the entire world, and it will be able to come back with something sensible, hopefully.
You first launched the app for people who are deaf and hard of hearing in July. What has interest been like?
So we launched the public preview of this software in August, where we invited people from around the world to test this out for the first time. And we had a range of emotions, you know, from, you know, people breaking down in tears to people jumping to joy, for, you know, people just being utterly bewildered about what this technology did. So we've had some quite incredible reactions from all of those users, and, you know, based on all of their feedback and hard work, been able to refine and tweak the application so that it's ready for prime time today.
Awesome. So where can people download the software and buy the augmented reality glasses?
So the best place to find out more is to go to our website, which is xrai.glass. In case you were wondering, the XR stands for extended reality and the AI stands for artificial intelligence. Put the two together, you get X-ray glass. On our website, you will see a big button to download the app from the Google Play Store, and you will also see on the product page a link to buy the glasses from Amazon and also a couple of the microphones that we recommend for the best results.
Well, that's terrific. Thank you so much for joining today.
Thank